Word on Today FM.
It's time for Tech Thursday. Andy O'Donoghue is with us, and he's giving us today what we might call road trip tech, personal entertainment tech, which isn't about the big TVs you might have at home. It's other smaller things that you might carry with you in your luggage as you go about your holidays this summer. And let's start with, for many people, I think they love a Kindle. An Amazon Kindle Paperwhite is what you're recommending, is it?
It is, Matt. And sometimes we almost forget the Kindle because it's been around so long and people, you know, have them at home, they forget to charge them. But really, there is nothing like it. And, you know, you talk about kind of road trip tech, yes. But even for commuting or on the train going home for a weekend or anything, the Kindle is fantastic and it just eliminates the need to carry all those books. The best.
There's nothing wrong with carrying books around the place. I'm saying this, I've got a paperback edition of my new book just come out now. Anyway.
Everyone will make room for one. But I think, but you don't have to carry six, you know, if you're going away for a couple of weeks. And the great thing, I suppose, about the Kindle is it is so light, it's easy to carry, and the battery lasts forever.
Well, yeah, there's a number of things. I would sometimes use my iPad. I would download books onto onto my iPad. But it probably doesn't have, or maybe the thing is, it doesn't have all of the various features that the Kindle has, does it?
It doesn't, because it's not designed. It's not designed for that job, whereas the Kindle really is designed as an e-book reader. And the screen, of course, you know, we get that lovely kind of type style, book type style. And the Kindle Paperwhite has been around for a few years now. They updated it in 2024. So this version, the current version, is about 18 months old. If anyone is looking at buying a Kindle Paperwhite, just make sure you're getting the most up-to-date version.
Which costs about how much?
It's less than 200 euros.
Okay. So are they waterproof?
Now, some of the Kindles are waterproof completely. They have good, but they're all...
I don't mean, like, dropping it into the swimming pool, but if you get splashed by somebody getting out of the pool.
And so they work. They work well in daylight, and also in evening light as well. Very easy on the eyes. You know, the battery life is literally measured in weeks. So you charge it going on holiday. You probably won't have to charge it on holiday. And of course, instead of carrying loads of books, you can bring stuff that you might dip in and out of. Literally thousands of books on your Kindle. And the Paperwhite has this adjustable warm front light. And that is lovely because it's just easy in the evenings. Really, for anyone who commutes, I think it's a great idea. But for going on holiday, fantastic.
Can you put your audiobooks on it?
It has a thing called Whisper Sync, so you don't listen to the audio. You can listen along on Audible and things like that. But
okay, not necessarily recommended. You've got another one though, the Kobo Clara Color. What's that?
I do, and so Kobo make really good e-readers. They tend to be priced lower than the Kindles, and people have this kind of idea, well, Kindle or Kobo. Kindle has, I suppose I would describe it as the Apple of e-readers. It's a very polished ecosystem. You know, we know its name. Everybody knows what a Kindle is, even if you don't have one. And if you mainly buy your books from Amazon and you want something that works with minimal fuss, Kindle is the way to go. But Kobo, which is why I suggest this one, which is the Kobo Clara Color, it is actually priced less than the Kindle Paperwhite I just mentioned, but it's a color screen. And so it's ideal if you want to read magazines, travel guides, even comics I've seen, you can get on it. It works really well as your books. It's waterproof as well. 16 gigabytes of storage, so loads of storage space for your books and up to 6 weeks of battery life, which is incredible. And the reason you would get this perhaps is if you download PDFs, if you're an academic or you're at college, it's much easier to get your content onto the Kobo rather than the Kindle.
Okay. Lots of people have games on their smartphone, but tell us about a gadget that can turn your smartphone into essentially a handheld gaming console.
I'm not a big gamer, as you know. We've talked in the past. I have, you know, a bit of PlayStation, but this, Matt, I recently got one of these. It's just incredible.
What is it?
It's called the Backbone One, and it's a USB-C plug on it. And basically, it's a really clever little gadget that transforms your smartphone into a handheld gaming console, and it snaps around the phone and it gives you the physical controls. And so you get this kind of game controller experience from your phone. So no batteries, connects to the phone, very lightweight, portable. Why I love it is it's just kind of one of those things. If you fancy a bit of gaming, you get that kind of console style gaming, and it costs 100 euros. Great fun.
Okay. And you're still a fan of the Nintendo Switch OLED, are you?
I am. And, you know, I've been, I suppose, a sign of my age, perhaps, but I'm a Nintendo fan generally. And the Nintendo Switch OLED is really good value. And that's why I suggest it, because it is the time of year when people take to gaming. You'd think it'd be in the winter, but it's very popular in the summer because people are on holiday.
And we'll be watching the football, the World Cup.
Well, that's and kicking off this evening, of course.
Yes.
But when you're traveling, you know, or at half time to get over the nerves, huge library of games, of course, on the Nintendo. You have multiplayer titles. You know, there's a handheld mode, but you can plug it into the TV. And, you know, for €349, yeah, for casual gamers and anyone who just wants fun out of gaming rather than heavy tech specs.
Okay, now, if you're going on a long-haul flight, you have got what looks to me like a very expensive gadget to bring if you're a serious gamer.
It is, and somebody asked me about this recently because they didn't want, you know, they wanted kind of console-style games. Gaming, serious gamer, and said, is there anything that I can bring? And so I researched this, and it turns out this is kind of a niche market. And Asus make a device called the Ali X, the Republic of Gamers Ali X. And it is for serious gamers. It's €1,000. And it runs full Windows 11 on this little gaming device. Really good battery performance. It's got this high refresh rate and you have access to your PC gaming libraries. So you think, okay, portable gamer, I can bring it away, but I'm getting that kind of what they call the AAA games, the heavy duty processing power needed to play serious games. And if you do travel frequently and you want desktop gaming, it is probably the only device of its type I've seen.
Okay. What is the One Sonic Studio Pro?
I like the idea of whether you're watching a movie or even if you're reading a book and you want some ambient sounds, nice headphones with good noise cancelling. I got a pair of the Irish-designed One Sonic Studio Pros at Christmas and I have worn them every day since. I love them. They look really good. They have kind of a Bowers & Wilkins, Bose-style design.
Yeah, are they over-ear?
Over-ear, okay. Yeah. Very, very comfortable. They have noise cancellation, they have good Bluetooth 5.4, but up to 40 hours battery life. And there's they come with a 3.5mm cable, so you can plug them in if you need to. Come with a very nice carry case, which is very durable and tough, and designed in Ireland, and at €179 they're down to. I'm thinking you don't have to pay the Sony money or the Bose money and spend €300 or €400. These are really good value for €180, Matt.
Okay, I mentioned earlier iPad, which I read my books on, and when I'll be on holidays this year, I'll be taking it. What's the best iPad to buy now? Because they have upgraded them recently, haven't they?
They have, and there's a slew of iPads available in different sizes and different capacity, whether it's education or home or the mini if you want one for work. I think the best all-rounder is the Apple iPad Air, the 11-inch version. That's powered by the M4 chip, so this is a really good chip in the sense that the performance is really good. And no matter what you're doing, whether it's reading and maybe you use the Kindle app or the Apple Store app, you're watching Netflix or Disney, YouTube, gaming, whatever. And if you have to do some work while you're away, the iPad Air is kind of that mid-range device that's decent value. Yes, it's expensive for a tablet. It's €679 it starts at, but you do get that Apple build quality, really good battery life. So if you're on a long flight, you won't need to charge it until the next day. And it's powerful enough for gaming or content creation if you're doing that as well. And you can always add, of course, keyboard, and it's compatible with Apple Pencil Pro. So it really is an all-rounder.
Okay. No. Glasses that can turn into effectively a virtual screen in front of you.
And this is kind of fun. These have got so better over the last few years. I like a big screen experience, whether it's, you know, a projector or a TV or whatever you're doing. I just like that big screen experience. And so you're wrapping yourself up in an entertainment bubble. You're on a flight or you're at a destination. These currently cost the X-Real Air version 2, and they cost €200. This is a huge price reduction. They're down for €350. I checked their official website this morning. They're lightweight glasses. You plug them in to a compatible phone, so Android or iOS, or indeed a laptop or a games console. And inside the glasses, you get this virtual display up to 130 inches is the effect it has.
Like having a giant screen in front of you.
It is like having a giant screen. And It is full HD for each eye. And what it gives you is it gives you cinema experience that you can view anywhere. And there's built-in headphones and a microphone, so you can take calls on it. But yes, it's kind of an early adopter device. But for the money, I think it's beginning to become really attractive, not just for early adopters. But if you travel a lot, Matt, and you're on a 12-hour flight, absolutely brilliant.
Okay. You've got a pocket projector. You love projectors.
I knew you would say that. And I do like a projector. It has to be said. And okay, I like the stuff you put in the garden, that kind of thing. But I think, imagine you arrive somewhere and Airbnb, no telly in the kids' room. You want to set up a movie or you want to sit outside on a nice evening when you're away. But you pocket projectors, they're not like the, you know, the big ones that you can put in the garden or in the living room. So I suggest something like the Kodak Luma. The Kodak Luma 150 really is a pocket projector, and it will fit. It'll literally fit in your inside pocket, and it's flat. It's small. It's flat and it's square, so very easy to carry. But and it weighs, by the way, just over 200 grams, so it weighs practically nothing. But it projects a screen far bigger than, you know, the hotel TV or something like that. It has HDMI, USB, and micro SD, and AirPlay and Miracast, which basically means you have a really nice big screen if you want to put a kids movie on or watch something while you're away. Indeed, if you're away over the next 6 weeks and you want to watch the World Cup one night, really nice screen. For €200, I think it's a great idea, and I do know it's popular with families, so that's why I think it's an interesting option for them.
Okay, a speaker, which presumably you're not going to use at a communal pool if you're away, but if you have your own Airbnb or rented house or apartment, you might want a speaker for your music rather than leaving it on your personal headphones.
Exactly, so you're on holiday with a significant other or a family, what do? The phone just isn't going to cut it when you want to listen to, if you're listening to the radio or some music in the evening. So, you know, a decent speaker makes a huge difference. And the Sonos Roam 2 is really, we've mentioned it once or twice in the past, it really is so good. For €199 or less, you'll see them for. And you got Wi-Fi, you got Bluetooth, it's waterproof, it's dust resistant. They've improved the design. And so it now really is sturdy to move around with. And for €199 and sound quality and battery life, it's a great buy.
Give us a little 4K camera for holidays.
I love this. This is the DJI, who are famous for making drones, DJI Osmo Nano. So this is a new version of the Osmo. Costs €329 is the list price. You'll pick it up for less. But essentially, it is a tiny wearable 4K camera. And it is absolutely designed for holidays or for days out. And those action shots where holding a phone is awkward, you're going to fall, you're going to hurt yourself, or you're going to drop your phone. So use something like this. And smaller than a traditional action cam. And it's got a magnetic mounting system, so you can clip it onto your T-shirt, wear it on a lanyard or a hat. And you'll get up to 4K video at 60 frames a second, so it will shoot brilliant slow motion. It has this really wide degree, 143 degree field of view, so you get those big wide shots. It's waterproof up to 10 meters, so you can wear it when you're kayaking. It's great fun.
I'm going to finish there because you have a portable coffee maker as the last thing in your list. And in fairness, who's going to be bringing a coffee maker with them? I mean, wherever you're going to go, you're going to be able to find somewhere to buy a decent coffee. So I'm going to let it go there, Andy O'Donoghue. Thank you for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The last word on Today FM.